What's up, y'all? Happy, was today Monday, right? Happy Monday. Welcome to Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. We are about to discuss WOW episode 8. Man, y'all have to stick to the end because the ending gets wild. Keep it locked.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.
What's up, y'all? TK Trinidad here. We are about to get into it. WOW and all the things, but I'm not alone. Christina is in a building from another location.
Hi, yes, and I know. I'm doing good from a third location, the People's Podcast Room today.
There you go.
We're just moving around.
We're just moving around. I like it. It's not a problem. We out here. How did you like the episode 8?
WOW. I know we'll get to the end, but had me at the edge of my seat. Yeah. Towards the end, we'll talk about it, but had me very excited throughout the pour and then not excited.
I guess we will get to the end, but the ending part, like, they definitely know how to push the show forward, which is a good thing in less than 42 minutes. Season 2, episode 8, The World's Greatest Opportunity. So let's get all the way into it with the first, the very first match, which was Adriana Gambino and Steffi Slays. How did you like this match?
Yeah, the clear fan fave is Steffi Slays. I mean, they're so, I love their reaction to her. I love, like, the crowd is chanting for her. And I can tell, throughout the whole time, even the times where she was getting pinned down and, getting put in the corner, she would come back up once the crowd, like, was riling her back up, so that was really cool. One thing I noticed with Gambino was one of her moves was like reminiscent of the Nikita Lyons, or I'm thinking it's probably supposed to be, because I think they said they trained together.
Yeah, they trained together. Nikita Lyons, we actually had her on the show before she got signed to WWE. Mm-hmm. And so it was interesting because kind of taking it away from the show a little bit, it feels like every week they're debuting a new WOW superhero. And then, I'm wondering, like, how deep is their roster that they're training so much they're able to debut somebody new. So what happened was David made reference to the fact that Nikita Lyons and Adriana trained together and they had the same type of move, which is really, really key because Nikita hasn't been with WOW for, the last two seasons that we've had on CBS, she hasn't been part of WOW because she's been signed to WWE. Mm-mm. So this is over, I don't know, maybe, we interviewed her before the pandemic. So it's been a minute.
That's been a minute.
I'd say they've been training for quite a while. And definitely, I'll put it probably in the description. If you listen to that interview, Nikita Lyons actually talks about, how she got into wrestling and her family and stuff like that. It was a really dope interview. So I'll attach it somewhere for y'all to find. It was a great match. I think there's, like I said this last week, I sense a theme here. I was actually rooting for Adriana to win. I've been watching Got Gotti on Netflix. Maybe it was the tie-in with everything. Another interesting thing that David did say was that Steffi is a doctor or a nurse now who helps deliver babies. I'm like, wait, what?
I know.
All the time that has passed, just insane, insane. So she's kind of almost like a Britt Baker when you think about it. Because like Britt is a doctor and she's a dentist and she does all the things. Mm-hmm. And, here we have Steffi Slays. Because I remember when she debuted, they were talking about how she was in high school. It's like, wait, where did all this time go? So really great, great match. There are some boots to the head. There is some fireman carries. There is a Ric Flair drop that was thrown in there.
Yes.
yeah, a lot of chef's kisses thrown out all over the place. So yeah, I really liked this match. This was a really, really great match that I could appreciate. It was actually all last week was good, but this week I find was a lot better. Not to say like it was just the action was a lot faster.
Yeah, yeah. And it sounds like this is Gambino's third win in a row. Is that right?
Yes. Third win in a row. So she's going for the title she wants, Princess Ozzy. But I feel like before she can go after Princess Ozzy, she definitely has to get past. I feel like Candy Crush needs to watch. Candy Crush needs to go after Princess Ozzy first before Edge. Because technically she's new, right? And then what about Slays? There's like so many other, like, you know, just because you're good and you think you're good doesn't mean you need all the gold, even though she wants all the gold.
Right.
But you know, it is what it is. So we're gonna go into the second match, which is BK Rhythm and Gigi Gianni versus Santella and Tiki Camaro. How did you like this match?
Wow, yes, this one, I love me some Tiki Camaro for sure. I really liked, you know, BK's little started us off with a rap, giving me some early John Cena there.
Just a little bit. Yeah,
I was like, okay. I was like, I liked it. But you know what was really exciting? When I saw Tiki, you know, I think I told you before, I speak in WWE sometimes. So like, I'll see XC moves and I'm like, did he just 619? Did she just 619 her?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh my God, did Tiki just 619 Gigi? And I started screaming because Rey Mysterio, as you can see my shirt, my top, pretty much one of my top, wearing this shirt for multiple reasons, which we'll get into. But top two wrestlers pretty much of all time. So when I see a 619, I don't know what they called it actually. I didn't even write it down because I was like, that's a 619. That's a 619.
That's exactly what I thought too. And then they called it an area code.
I was like, whatever you need to call it, that's a 619.
Eric Isaac actually agreeing with you as well, kind of reminds me of a young John Cena.
Early B-girl situation.
For sure. And oh gosh, man, I'm gonna talk about that part later. But yeah, that was a great I really liked that match as well. And it was funny because what I do like that David does is that they answer the questions that we're already thinking. So we're thinking, how does this make sense? And not to say that they're not friends, you know, behind the curtain, all the things, but it's just like, how does this make sense? And so, you know, whether it's true or not, they made it make sense for us by saying, you know, Chantilly wanted to learn how to wrestle. Chantilly wanted to learn how to surf, and Tiki is a surfer. And that's how they got it all together, which is, I actually like that because and then it shows, I think later on they showed a package with Tiki and like she does like the van life with her husband and all this stuff.
I was like, we'll get into that because they give us some more background. Or actually, we can get into it now. I really liked that background that they gave on Tiki and the van. Wait, hold on. Let me go to my notes. The van life. She was in the military. She grew up in Guam. So they gave us a little background. Because I was like, as soon as I saw her, I was like, actually, they answered my question as I was thinking it. I was like, I wonder what's her background. And then later they like did a whole little segment on it. So that was pretty cool.
Really? Yeah. The package. Yeah. It was pretty cool. Like I know a few people who do that van life thing and I'm just like,
I was going to ask you, how do you feel about it? I was like, can TK do a van life?
So one of the radio shows that I used to work on, one of the producers, he actually bought, it wasn't as small as Tiki's. It was not an SUV. It was kind of a RV situation. Magic J? So, and he like tricked it out and all the stuff. And he said that because you know, LA is super expensive. So he said that what he was spending in the van was like a quarter of his check. Like it wasn't even anything because he parked it close to the radio station, so he didn't have to pay for gas to get there or any of that stuff. And then, you know, on the weekends, he would park it by the beach. And then they have places to, they have places for cars to park, and you just pay, like, you know, like a, almost a renter's fee. Yeah. Could I do that? Hmm. I mean,
TK on the road.
I know. I'm a person of habit. So it's just kind of like, I go to the same, there's like two grocery stores that I go to, like there's a primary one, and secondary one, the same gas station. Like, I'm a very like person of habit. So it convinced, and then I figure out what I would do habitually, like where I would park, because I don't want to look for parking and do all the things. So I mean, I think, and I think I can get used to pretty much anything if it, if I could figure out like the pattern of it. Like, routine. I'm definitely a routine girl. I'm not the person that's like, oh, let's just see what happens. Like, nah, like, are I'm not that person. So yeah, this was a really, really great, a really, really great match. Oh, and also, we forgot to say who won the last match.
So
Adriana won the last match, and she's going for gold. So this match was really, really good as well. You know, hitting the area code, aka the 619. There was some code breakers there as well, and they had a really good, I mean, once you, and like I said, David really did answer the question as far as how they got together. So once you get past that, which is good, because sometimes in other promotions, you know, it might make sense backstage, but you don't know what people, you know, you don't know their friendships. You don't know if they travel together, all this other stuff. Right. So when you kind of answer that question for the audience, then they can move past it and actually expect, you know, really respect the tag team or the wrestling and stuff like that. So yeah, this is a really, really great match. And it'd be interesting if Tiki and Chantilly actually vie for the tag team
against the Tonga twins. I love me some Pacific Islanders and wrestling, so I love it. What was I gonna say? Oh, I think Gigi was gonna interfere. I saw some possible interference, but like Tiki like speared her outside the ring, took that out completely, leading Chantilly to do some sort of a RKO situation off the top rope. That's what it looked like from here. I was like, did she just RKO her? Which I find very impressive. First of all, to get to the top rope. Second, to maneuver yourself to turn for the win over BK.
Yeah. Yep. Definitely a win over them. Chantilly's been in the game for a minute. And also, fun fact too, she is, I don't know if she's like a real hairdresser or she just is really good with hair. But at one point she used to do, I don't know if she does it now, but she used to do all the girls' hair.
Chantilly?
Like back in the day. Yeah. Yeah.
I could like that before, too. Like before she was wrestling?
No, like she used to do
at the same time. Like she's a talent. Yeah, and then she's like, wow.
Yeah. That's so cool. I need to pull up that interview too. All the girls have some really interesting things about them. So yeah, that's a question I definitely need to ask her.
That's cool.
With that, actually, if you guys do check out later on our social media, I just posted an interview that we did back in the day with Jessie Jones, where she talks about how she got into a fight at one of the wrestling matches. So definitely tap into that interview. We posted it everywhere, so you can check that out. But yeah. Definitely, like you said, Tiki and Chantilly are the ones who came out the victors in this match. What do you think? Do you think they're going to actually stay together as a tag team? Do you think this is a temporary thing? What are your feelings towards this tag team?
You know, I hope they stay together, honestly. I hope they stay together. I don't know if they will. They might throw us for a little loop. Maybe. But I like a good... what is it? Not unforeseen. A good surprise, like different sort of tag team match, matchup. I think I had talked about maybe last week, like where was one? One of my favorites was like, who was it? It was like Rey Mysterio and Big Show at one point. And then it was like Daniel Bryan and Kane. And I'm like, what is going on? But I'm here for it. So I like a good mismatch, but like it works.
Yeah. Something that makes sense. Like when Nia Jax with Alexa Bliss, that's what was a decent one. Nia and Shayna. Yeah. Like eventually we got used to it. I mean, Trinity and Asuka had some good ones too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely agree. Once the explanation is had, or once you can kind of see it make sense, or another key one is like if you see them doing TikTok together, then you know you're a friend, because to learn that TikTok.
Yeah.
Some of these girls they're professional dancers at the gym, and they were like learning the TikTok, and I was like, oh, this is work. Like I don't have time for this. I'm good. I'm just here. Let me lift these weights. So once you see that, then you know it's like almost like legit. It's almost like you know how back in the day when like with Facebook you used to put your status whether you're in a relationship or not.
Yes.
As a friend, you guys do a TikTok dance together. That means
that's like, your friendship status. Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't like them, then like. That's
we're not going to be TikToking, you know, outside of work hours.
Yeah, nobody gets it on the first take. So this match is really, so our next match, we had Goldie Collins versus Candy Crush. This was a really, so Candy Crush is our new WoW superhero.
I think Goldie was, right?
Yes, sorry. Goldie Collins is our new WoW superhero that they debuted for us. Really interesting package with the dogs and stuff like that. What did you?
I was here for as a pet lover. I was watching with Wicket.
I thought of you too. I was like,
I was watching. Wicket's not here today. I hope the people were able to see because I know the lagginess. But I think Wicket's face at some point was able to get on. I liked it because I'm animal lover. I was like, I would like to see what's his name. Hold on, don't tell me.
Alexander
versus Wicket one day. I feel like it would be kind of like a it'll be like a Rey Mysterio versus like I don't know who he everybody that's bigger than him, but like where you're like, oh, they're so small, and then you just pull out the high flying moves and pull out a 619, just put a mask on her. I think we have a luchador mask for Wicket.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, you know,
nothing. I do not regret sharing all that information to the world.
I mean, WoW does tape in Los Angeles. So, you know, we can definitely
Alexander versus Wicket.
Yeah. We'll see if we can make that happen. But yeah, an incredible package.
What? Alexander's a male. Could he still?
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
I guess. Is there?
We'll talk offline. I don't know. Yeah, I'm thinking too hard about this, but it's okay. I'm thinking too hard about it.
Goldie, she reminded me of like a movie character for sure, and I don't know what character it was, but it's very channeling, very like.
She did give me like I don't know if I'm totally off, but like Ace Ventura.
No,
Jim Carrey, Ace Ventura, because of the animal situation, just kind of. No, I don't know.
The animal, yes, but like very much. Actually, both her and Gloria Glitter, like, give me very much like. What is that movie with Julia Roberts, or was it Julia Roberts where the girlfriend like kills people? But you think she's really nice. It's not Julia Roberts. Oh my God. My movie.
The girlfriend
is
kills people.
She's not a girlfriend. It is a movie. It's like a crazy, like white lady. They became friends. They became roommates. And then like she ended up killing her. I don't know what movie it is.
Let us know in the chat. If you guys know, let us know in the chat.
But she gives me that like in an instant, like things will get very, very, very bad quickly. But you know, she was really, the package was good. Incorporating the dog was really, really good. The fun fact that David gave about, you know, Alexandra not being able to win, I guess, what is it? The puppy cup or whatever cup it is, because he's not a purebred.
Yeah.
That was, you know, those little tidbits of information, but then she gets up against Candy Crush, and it's kind of one of those things where. It's great that you have enough confidence to get in the ring, but Candy Crush has been like literally crushing people for a while. But this match is really great. So what did you think of the match?
Yeah, so Candy clearly took over Goldie in the beginning. I was like, this is not going in Goldie's favor right now.
Thank you.
What Magic is it? Sleeping J. with the enemy? Sleeping Thank you to the chat, DJ Magic J.
Yes, that was that movie.
Is it not Julia Roberts?
I think it might be Julia Roberts. I don't know.
DJ, let us know who the actress on your free time. Yeah, no, Candy took over in the beginning. I was like, ooh, but I was like, okay, Goldie's, it's her debut. It's fine. She's just getting her feet wet. But then Goldie started to look a little tired. Goldie started to look a little tired towards the end. She started to slow down. And Goldie picked it up with a sidewalk slam to Candy. I was like, oh. So I was like, my roller coaster of emotions. And then Candy, you know, gained some momentum as I thought she was going to like really crush Goldie into the floor. So I was like, I was enjoying it. I was waiting for Goldie to make a comeback. I don't know if I thought she was going to win, but maybe, I don't know, but almost had her, but you know, Goldie, I think she almost, wait, no, Goldie almost had her.
She did. Someone almost got
their
her.
Goldie got her foot on the rope. Goldie got her foot on the rope. So it was like almost wins.
Goldie almost had her, but then, I had to before seeing this match. My bet would be on Candy Crush. It's just that she's just in this place where, I think she might be the next WOW Women's Champion. Not anytime soon, but I think she's
positioned. But like eventually.
Eventually, because there's so many, there's so many, when I think of champions, I also think of, because obviously we all know that this is scripted, right? But so when I think of champions, I think of the marketing behind it and like the storyline behind Candy Crush and all the sports that she did prior to that. And, you know, just her look and the aesthetic and, you know, her just, beyond that, what she does in the ring. So I think she might be like that next, the next person up in to be the world champion. We'll see what happens. I mean, clearly I don't run out any of this. There's Goldie right there. Some really like just kind of even looking at some of these pictures. Like I just think Candy is just, you know how you see with like WWE, how people are on the trucks and stuff when they come into certain cities.
Yes.
Like I think Candy is like that person.
I can see Candy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think it's definitely her time eventually. Like just these moves were just incredible. It was just a really great match.
Yes. I mean, Goldie did put a lot of good work, but you know, Candy got the win with a slam to the mat, and it was a 1-2-3, which we kind of called, but it was a really good match though.
It was a really good match, which leads us to our main event, Princess Ozzie and Tormenta. Really like interesting thing. So with Tormenta, it was kind of like, if she were to win, she would be the first Latina WOW Women's Champion. Which is like, oh, damn.
Yes. I don't know if they said, did she say first Mexican or first Latina or both? Probably.
Oh, she might have said Mexican.
I think he might have said Mexican. Hold on. I might have written that down because that was another reason for wearing my shirt. I don't know. I feel like my brain might have heard Mexican because she's at Guadalajara, which is in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, because now I'm thinking of the WOW champions. It might have been
Latino, actually.
I'm thinking of the WOW champions, and I think she might be
probably the first Latina generally.
I put in my notes first Latina. So
probably that
I think too. Overall, which made me want to like cheer from her first, because like I'm always for, you know, the first in doing it. Anytime Sofia Lopez is involved, and no offense, Sofia. I always feel like there's a lot of shenanigans that are going to ensue, and that's what happened. So, what do you think of this match?
Yeah, there was not lacking tomfoolery for sure with Sofia Lopez coming out. I would say Aussie. Oh, did we say who was against Princess Aussie, current champ?
Yeah,
Tormenta. It says it right there. Yeah, La Tormenta. I liked it. Tormenta brought out some unique moves. I'm not sure. I wrote down what it was called. I call it in my head the little flippadooski. I'm not sure. I wrote it down because I had a reverse. It's the modified Michinoku driver. I like that. I call it the I call it the flipper risky.
Okay, okay, we can go with that.
I had to rewind it like 3 times. I was like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I like to name things my own thing. But I really liked that. However, after she did that, and if I almost thought that was going to turn into a pinfall because of how hard, like, she Aussie went into the mat, the gasp, I would have gasped if that would have happened because it just happened so quick. But I was at the edge of my seat. I was back and forth. Who are you thinking?
I think even though I am for the first of anything, I kind of already figured that Princess Aussie would win.
Was gonna win.
And now that I'm thinking of the whole Candy Crush of it all, we still have to get past Aussie and the Beast. So if Aussie can get past the Beast, she has everybody coming after her because, I mean, we'll talk about it now. The Fab Four comes out, the Beast comes out.
We got and then some interference.
We get a lot of interference. If you throw in Candy Crush, as far as potential WoW, women's WoW champions, there's a lot of people coming after Aussie. Like, everybody wants it. They weren't able to finish their match, unfortunately. Right. Or actually, there was a point where Aussie had it, and then
Sophia Lopez came and did a little tomfoolery. I think she did. What did they Aussie? They call it a cutter from down under.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It looked like an RKO to me. Maybe I don't know if everything looks like an RKO to me. Apparently, but I'm actually like cuttered from down under more than RKO, so I'm here for it. And then she went to an Aussie splash, aka the 5-star frog splash for me. Unfortunately it was ruled no contest due to some outside interference from the Fab Four. The Beast came running down quick and
beat the
brakes off everyone, and I want to make sure I put this on record. And every episode, I have no beef with the Beast.
No beef with the Beast. Hit everybody with a choke slam. There's some spears involved.
Everyone.
But ironically, what didn't happen was the Beast didn't get to lay her hands on Princess Aussie. It's like she's clearing up the beef that the Beast is clearing up the beef that she has with the Fab Four. And then I think she's going to set her eyes on Princess Aussie. So... there's a lot of things are happening. A lot of things are going on. Unfortunately, so now the question is, because there was an interference, are they going to run it back? Is Tormenta and Princess Aussie going to have the match again? Or are they going to, is it going to be the Beast and somebody else? Eric saying, can't wait to see a possible Aussie versus Beast. A fatal four.
Fatal four way elimination chamber.
Yes. Situation. I like that, Eric.
That's my chamber. That's my cage coming down.
Oh, I was like, well, you're just using
elimination chamber. I know. I was like, wait, no, that's the cage. Elimination chamber. You guys know what I mean. So that there's no interference.
That's a good one. So with that being said, if it is a fatal four way, Aussie, Beast, Penelope, Tormenta, who would you have in that?
Who would I go for?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would go for my girl Tormenta. First Latina, first Mexican, WoW, first luchadora situation going on.
True. Ooh.
That's who I would go for.
Yeah, I don't know. Man, I don't know. They're all so good. Like, I want Princess Aussie because she's carrying it so
well. But no beef with the Beast.
That part.
No disrespect. No disrespect. So well.
Penelope because she's just really a really great heel.
Yeah.
Tormenta because I want her to be the first. But then Beast because she was on CBS.
No disrespect.
Like, I feel like it's coming. I don't know. And I also hope. So here's the next question. Do you think that there is going to be a title change before the end of this year, or do you think Princess Ozzy is going to keep it until the next year?
I feel like she might keep it till the next year. What are we in November?
Yeah, pretty much. Crazy.
I feel like it's a good chance of keeping it till November, maybe like a title change come early new year.
Okay. All right. I like it. So just crazy shenanigans that happened. Like the Beast just took, I didn't even realize she even took out Tormenta. Then she also took out the Fab Four.
Yeah, she took out Tormenta. I was like, ooh.
And then Lana like, took out Sophia, which I don't think they showed on TV. These are the pictures that we got. So mm-hmm. Lana took out Sophia, and there was stuff happening outside of the ring as well that I don't think we saw that, but I wanted to include that in the picture because it was just kind of like, I think, because remember, there is some beef between I think it was like 3 or 4 weeks ago before we started this post show. The week before we started, Lana and Sophia were talking in the hallway about something, but we didn't know mm-hmm. what. And then last week, David showed Lana the little drive and says, you don't want me to show without mm-hmm. a flash drive. So there's something happening that mm-hmm. that's, you know, Lana and Sophia are in it. I think Sophia did like a double cross, and there's some more shenanigans on the outside that's happening.
Some more shenanigans, some blackmailing. I want to see what's on that 2007 flash drive.
Just a lot of things.
A lot of things. I'm just saying, I didn't know they sold them still. I was like, I have so many questions.
That part. So with that being said, it seems like they alternate every week where it's like they do the champion, singles champion 1 week and then mm-hmm. tag team the next week. So it looks like next week will be a tag team match. So who do you want to see the Tonga Twins go up against? Or do you want to see another rewind of the Miami Sweet Heat?
Maybe a rewind. That would be cool. Okay. I really like that match last week. So a rewind maybe. Or maybe, I don't know, if a new, just like a new tag team debut. A new matching to really spice it up. But
yeah.
I can't wait to see the Tonga Twins.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
I love them
as well. I am a fan as well. With that being said, thank you guys so much for watching. Christina, where can everybody find you?
Everyone can find me Not Beefing with the Beast on Instagram at @CHRZate. Not Beefing with the Beast on Twitter at @CH_RZate, because apparently it was taken. And that's where you can find me. Follow me. You'll see Wicket appearances. I'll be training her soon to, you know, just a little flipperooski, maybe make her do a 619. I don't know.
There it is. So definitely, if you guys see the scrolling on the bottom, we have a giveaway happening. So you can go to www.talkpod.com and you'll just see a button say win. You can win a WWE 2K24 Icon Edition game. So you just go in, you hit the win, and we're going to announce we're going to announce it at the beginning of the first week of December of the winner. And then we're going to be having prizes pretty much every week. So definitely check that out. Go to www.talkpod.com/win to earn your way to get a free WWE 2K23 mm-hmm. because we will, when the 2K24 is launched, we may or may not have it a couple weeks in advance. I'm not promising.
You want to
keep it locked in. There it is. Mm-hmm. So you can follow me on everything at TK Trinidad, but definitely check us out on all social media. Like I said, we just dropped an old school flashback interview of Jesse Jones from WOW. We also have the interview with Penelope Pink. We have an interview with Jungle Girl. Mm-hmm. So many different, like, WOW. We even have an interview with, I think I mentioned it before, Nikita Lyons as well from back in the day that will probably drop as well. So there's so many things that that's happening. So definitely keep it locked to all the things. We are going to be here for WOW every Monday at 11 a.m. Also check out WWT Live, which is happening today at 3 p.m. Pacific time, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. We're going to be debuting an Impact show soon, so you can check that out. There's so many things. Also, Crown Jewel, our post show with M&T Mac.
Yes, that was awesome.
Oh, yo, my brother from another mother. M&T Mac, you definitely have to check that. He has some great hot takes. Shout out to our unofficial official producer, Dylan, for cutting those. And some big news happening on the 21st. I think we're going to drop the news next week, but some big news happening on the 21st. So you definitely want to keep it locked to all things women's wrestling talk. Until next time, guys. Thanks for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Ciao.
Women's Wrestling Talk.